Here is the latest BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. A watchdog in the United States has severely criticised the way more than $800 million was spent by the Department of Defence in Afghanistan to boost economic development. The Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction says the scheme's legacy was marred by poorly planned, ill-conceived projects. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
This is the latest in a series of blistering criticisms which have accused the Defence Department of a scattergun approach to economic development. Among the projects which has drawn the ire of the Inspector General is one which saw more than $6 million spent to build up Afghanistan's cashmere industry around the city of Herat. 9 rare blonde Italian goats were imported, rumoured to cost around $50,000 each. And according to the Inspector General, the scheme was so poorly monitored that it can't be said for sure that the goats weren't just eaten.
New figures from Brazil show a sharp rise in the number of babies born with microcephaly, a condition that means they have abnormally small heads. It's believed to be the result of the Zika virus. Brazil is experiencing its largest known outbreak. More from our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha.
The Brazilian authorities first observed the outbreak of microcephaly in October last year. Since then, there have been close to 4,000 cases and about 500 in the past week alone. The disease, which usually leads to brain damage, has been linked to the Zika virus. It is transmitted by a mosquito that also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Brazil's health system has been overwhelmed. There's now extra money to speed up the development of a vaccine for Zika and to come up with a new testing kit.
More than 80 drug companies have come up with a plan to tackle superbugs resistant to antibiotics. They're calling on governments worldwide to coordinate and boost joint efforts to find new drugs and to help stop the indiscriminate use of antibiotics. Growing alarm about the rise of superbugs has been heightened by the discovery in China of bacteria resistant to all known antibiotics. Stock markets in Asia made slight gains in early trading after global turmoil on Wednesday when billions of dollars were wiped off the value of shares. Juliana Liu reports from Hong Kong.
Here on the trading floor at the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, investors are catching their breath. Asian shares had fallen to their lowest levels since 2009 earlier in the week due to worries about falling oil prices and slowing economic growth in China. But traders say there's not much conviction behind the latest rally. In fact, the gains are rather modest and vulnerable to any hint of bad news. They think this could even be a so-called dead cat bounce. It's a term coined in the 1980s to describe a brief recovery in an otherwise declining market.
World news from the BBC. More than 100 aid agencies have called on world leaders to end the suffering in Syria. The appeal, backed by all the major UN agencies, as well as the Red Cross, Save the Children and Oxfam, calls for immediate measures, including the lifting of sieges, the declaration of temporary ceasefires, followed by a diplomatic solution to end the conflict permanently. President Obama has said it's inexcusable that the people of the city of Flint in Michigan were not told immediately about the high levels of lead in their water supply. It became contaminated after a change of supplier in 2014 when lead leached from old pipes. Since then, residents have complained of bad smells, headaches and rashes. A UN Security Council delegation is arriving in Burundi today to try to promote peace talks and end violence. Last April, President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek re-election, leading to street protests and a failed coup that left Burundi on the brink of civil war. Nick Bryant reports.
This is the second visit by members of the Security Council to Burundi in less than a year, an indication of mounting international concern at the escalation of violence and human rights abuses, as well as promoting serious political talks and persuading the government to accept a peacekeeping force from the African Union. France's ambassador to the UN said a further aim was to prevent the genie of ethnic violence from being let out of the bottle. But arguably, it's already escaped.
Astronomers in the United States say they may have discovered a new planet in the solar system that's about 10 times bigger than Earth. The object, nicknamed Planet Nine, is orbiting billions of miles beyond Neptune. And the top 20 richest football clubs in the world earned a joint total of more than $5 billion last season, a new record. For the 11th year in a row, the Spanish giants Real Madrid topped the annual Deloitte Money Football League, with their rivals Barcelona in second place. BBC News.